Welcome to Tree and Serpent, early Buddhist art in India, 200 BCE to 400 CE. This exhibition showcases rarely seen objects from the Deccan in southern India, representing the origins of Buddhist art.
When Buddhist art appears in India, it's sophisticated, complex, iconographically elaborate, and embedded with great stories, great narratives. It doesn't come out of nowhere.
These stories are told through imagery from an incredible sculptural tradition that existed long before the introduction of Buddhism in southern India. In the grand piece before you, you'll find a multi-headed serpent under the cover of a tree. To help us understand the role of trees and serpents in this particular cultural and religious context is John Guy, Florence and Herbert Irving Curator for South and Southeast Asian Art at the Met.
This is a large limestone panel which would have decorated the lower section of a Buddhist funerary mound, what's known as a stupa.
These stupas contain the Buddha's relics and his teachings, making them central to Buddhist worship. They provided essential space to deploy those teachings through imagery and narrative storytelling.
The decoration of the stupa is dominated by two motifs. One is the protective snake, the naga, which you see coiled, poised, ready to strike in the foreground at the center of the drum.
The naga was originally known in indigenous nature cults as a protective spirit. Here, the symbolic figure of protection has been captivated and persuaded by Buddhist teachings to become its shield of protection. Above it, we see a tree.
Here it appears almost as if it's a whole canopy of umbrellas, and the reference to the tree takes us straight back to the site of the Bodhi tree where the Buddha experienced enlightenment. So we have both elements drawn together in one spectacular piece.
In this audio tour, we'll unpack the rich symbols and stories that fill this sculptural landscape. You'll encounter works that reference and appropriate indigenous imagery to help spread the teachings and secure the place of Buddhism in India. Enjoy your tour.